Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us. And if you are a first-time listener, welcome. Please check out our library of podcasts. We have almost 300 podcasts.
That's right. Our next podcast is our 300th.
That's right.
Podcast.
This is number 299. Yeah. So lots of podcasts out there, a lot of great information. And so please check it out. And if you are a regular listener, we love you and we thank you for your patronage to this podcast and for your support. We really, really greatly appreciate that. So thank you so much for always being there for us. And hopefully we are reciprocating that to you also. So today we thought we'd talk about a recent conversation that Tina had in the office. Soup for dinner.
No, I love using my consults with people as podcast topics because, well, I think it's, you know, probably reflects what a lot of people think.
Sure.
Out there, you
absolutely
know, so it's nice to bring up conversations that come in consults to the podcast world.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and it's great. It's an opportunity, I think, for teaching and for expanding our horizons, because it definitely expands our horizons as to what the, you know, what the perceptions are out there in mm-hmm. the public mm-hmm. as far as diet.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So tell us what happened.
Well, no, I had a guy come in this week. He's in his mid-60s, and he has started getting sick, right? He's starting to have high blood pressure, high cholesterol. He's pre-diabetic, mm-hmm. and he's recently lost his a sibling and a father to heart issues. And I think he's just seeing that if he doesn't change his ways, he's on that same path. And so I think the pre-diabetes really kind of was a slap in the face for him, and he doesn't want to be on more medicine. And so he wanted to come in and do a food consult, right? So, you know, he's a typical, you know, meat and potatoes eater. He, you know, said he's been trying to eat less carbs because mm-hmm. of the pre-diabetes thing, which I told him is good. But, you know, just a lot of meat. He said he likes vegetables, but he knows he doesn't eat enough of them, and he's the typical vegetable eater, you know, corn, carrots, things like that.
Right.
And so, you know, he was telling me how he's tired all the time. Mm-hmm. And I told him, I said, a lot of it is your diet, and it could be the medicines you're on,
sure.
you know, and things like that. And then it's everything that's happened in his life and stuff he's been exposed to,
yeah.
right, too, because, you know, he was sharing with me that he rode a motorcycle for many years, and he dealt with auto parts, and so his hands were in lead, mm-hmm. gasoline mm-hmm. all the time. And so all that stuff absorbs into the body and affects our health
yeah.
overall, right? And especially as we get older, we've talked about this before, where, you know, the body isn't detoxing as well as we get older. So, you know, things affect us more than they did when we were younger.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's just feeling the effects of
yeah.
all of that, right, piled on. So we were just talking about what he eats and stuff, and he's trying to do better, you know. And so I was just trying to give him tips, and he was open to eating more greens,
mm-hmm.
for example.
Good.
You know, and we were talking about green leafy vegetables,
mm-hmm.
and we were, you know, because everyone's scared of that part of the grocery store, you
the
know,
the green leafy,
I mean, nobody, you know, like I didn't grow up eating Swiss chard and collard greens,
sure,
you know, and so
sure.
you know, I always bypassed that part of the produce section. I went right for the green beans and the
mm-hmm.
Brussels sprouts and stuff like that. But the green leafy vegetables is where you get like the highest amount of vitamins and minerals, you know. So I was telling him that, and you know, just telling him what he had to get for his kitchen, you know, a salad spinner and, you know, a steaming pot is really, really good. Yes, we're gonna have to podcast on the salad spinner. We're gonna have just our own salad spinner podcast. But anyway, so I was explaining to him what those things were. I was showing him pictures, you know,
mm-hmm.
so that he can prepare greens for himself.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
And telling him he should eat more salads and stuff like that. But then we were talking about liquid food
mm-hmm.
because he told me he didn't like to eat breakfast. Okay. And I told him that he should consider even just doing a smoothie in the morning for breakfast, because it's really, you know, liquid food is really great for our digestive system because there's not as much work that the digestive system has to do to break down liquid food, right? And it's such great nutrients for the body, you know, can like absorb really well with the body. So we were talking about some smoothie ideas, and then I was telling him about soups. And this is where we get to the podcast, the whole topic of the podcast. I was telling him that he should consider eating more soup during the week, and that he should, and I was telling him how I make soup once a week for dinner, and we eat it once a week. And then I have, you know, I make a big pot of it. So then I have it for lunch the next couple of days, you know. And he goes, you eat soup for dinner? And I was like, yeah. And I was telling him how, you know, I buy the beans at Sprouts, like in the bulk section. And I'll, like that morning before I left for work, I put them on water and I put water in them so that they could soak. So by the time I got home at night, I could throw them in the soup and we could have 10 bean soup, you know. And he goes, first of all, he's like, isn't that, because he said, isn't that a lot of processed food? Because he's thinking I'm meaning canned soup. And I'm like, no, I make it fresh. I said, it's really, really easy to make soup, actually. And he just had no clue how to make soup. So I'm telling him, you know, you want to get, and I was telling him how I get the big containers of vegetable broth and how I use primarily onions and celery and carrots as my base. And I'll put the vegetable broth in there with it. I don't use oil in my soup. And I let that like steam a little bit. And then I add the whole rest of the container of vegetable broth. Plus, like, I fill that container twice with alkaline water, you know, and I put that in there. And then I add whatever other veggies, you know. So, like I think I made Napa cabbage in the soup this week. And then I put, what was the other? Oh, I put mushrooms in there. That was the other thing I added.
I love the mushrooms.
Yeah. And so, you know, and I just put all different things in soup. I mean, you can get really super creative with soups. You know, even all different green leafies go great in soup too. So you can get your green leafies in with the soup. But, and then I'll do a bean. Like I'll do lentils or I'll do the 10 bean mix or kidney beans, you know, whatever. But I love making bean soups because soup is so good for your body. And I know we came out of Christmas and I was making soup every day.
Yes. Yeah. It's a great, it definitely is a great way also to like detox your body. You know, if you're coming out of like Christmas, like we just came out of
where we're trying to purge and.
Yeah. And so, yes, you know, it's interesting. Actually, I think have a lot of thoughts as you're talking. Number one is the whole concept of soup for dinner. You know, that is a foreign concept to a lot of people. I mean, some of us grew up with our mothers making soup, you know, and I do remember my mom making soup. I don't think she made it once a week, but I remember, especially during the winter when it got cold. but if you're used to having a meal of, you know, for example, steak and potatoes and maybe a salad if you're lucky, to talk about having soup for dinner is kind of like, yeah, I'm going to starve myself. You know, I'm going to be starving. Yeah, I'll eat that in an hour later. You know, I'm going to be starving. And so it does take a shift in mindset.
Yeah.
It does take a shift in the mindset to realize and to come to grasp the reality that you can have soup for dinner and it is a very light meal. You know, you can kind of buffen it up by doing some Ezekiel bread, toasted Ezekiel bread with, you know, like we put some butter on it. And so, you know, now you got some bread in your stomach that can swell up and kind of make you feel a little more full.
Or you could just be like me and eat like two bowls of soup.
Two bowls of soup,
yeah,
sure.
You can eat more soup.
Yeah, have two bowls, three bowls and... but it is such a great way to get nutrients. You know, like Tina said, you've got the liquid portion of it that has nutrients. It has salts in it, and so it's easy to absorb into the intestine.
Well, the thing that I notice, and the reason I think soup is even so great for this is, you know, like even when I'm cleaning a green leafy vegetable, can I use the salad spinner, right? And I put I cut up, let's say it's collard greens, okay? I cut up collard greens, put it in a salad spinner, put water in there, and I mix it, you know, I mix it in there. When you pull those collard greens out to dump the water, that water is green, green, green.
Right.
Okay? And it's amazing, like even just with rinsing and cleaning the green, you can just see the nutrients coming off the green.
Wow.
Right? It's crazy how green that water is. Yeah. And then it's dirty water, so you dump it.
Sure.
And then you spin it to get the water off, but then you put it in the soup.
Right.
Now, when you normally steam a vegetable, okay, I'm not talking about soup now, I'm talking about just steaming mm-hmm. a vegetable with a steaming pot. You're getting boiling water underneath it, pushing the steam up to cook the vegetable, right? Mm-hmm. Now, the vegetable kind of still drips off, right? So, again, it's not as bad as boiling mm-hmm. a vegetable where mm-hmm. you dump pretty much all the nutrients out because you're not cooking it for as long or in direct water. But when we go to dump that steaming pot water, mm-hmm. it's green.
Yeah.
Okay? With soup, that green goes in that broth.
Mm-hmm. Right into the liquid.
Right into the liquid, and then you're consuming the liquid. Yeah. You're drinking all of those nutrients, mm-hmm. right? And again, the body doesn't have to work that hard to process that. So it's just sucking it in, all those nutrients that normally we're dumping down the drain, okay?
That's right.
That's why, to me, soup is probably one of the most healing foods you can eat mm-hmm. for your body. And when people do our wellness program, we put them on a one-week soup cleanse. I mean, mm-hmm. that's the way we detox the body quickly, is literally liquid food, whether it's smoothies or soups, mm-hmm. for 1 week straight. That is how we clean the body out. So if you're sick, I mean, and you think about it, when you get sick, what do you make?
Soup.
You make soup.
Right.
Right? I mean, so why can't we eat soup when we're well?
Sure.
To keep the body well, right? But it's such a simple thing, you know, putting all those vegetables in a big pot with some vegetable broth and mostly water.
Mm-hmm.
And you let it cook, simmer for like 45 minutes, and it's done.
Yep.
And you've got this huge pot of soup that you can eat for dinner, eat for lunch the next 2 days. I mean, it's such an amazing thing. And it's cheap.
Yes.
Making a pot of soup is so cheap. I mean, it's mostly water, for goodness sake.
Right.
But it has all those nutrients in there. So if you're on a budget and you're like, how do I eat the healthiest I could eat mm-hmm. on a minimal amount of money? I would say soup as much as you can.
Yep.
Homemade soup as much as you can.
I agree.
Yeah.
Completely agree. And so, I think that this was a really important message for us. I mean, thank you for sharing all that, because I think that, you know, we want to get that, the message out there of how healing soup can be. And helping you to detox and just kind of clean the system out. And of course, not just any soup. Okay. Like Tina said, I mean, you know, she makes homemade soup, which is very simple, using the vegetable, the organic vegetable broth and water, and of course the fresh vegetables. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, she doesn't make it creamy. We're not adding milk or anything. It's just very simple soup, seasoned up with sea salt, and it's delicious, and it's so good for you.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I wanted just to throw in there really quick before we bring this to a close is the greens. You know, if you're not getting the greens that you need, I mean, in addition to what Tina just talked about with the soup, get on our Gastro Greens, okay? They're power-packed capsules. I mean, that is greens that have been dried and pulverized into powder and put into a capsule. I mean, each of those capsules is powerful. Power greens, and you know, take your greens that way. And you can find those on our website. So everybody should be taking your greens. Even if you don't love greens, you can definitely get on the capsules,
absolutely.
Okay, and be getting the greens that you need. And that is what gives your body the nutrients and the life that it needs.
Yeah, and I had somebody ask me this week about the greens. Can they put them in smoothies?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yes, every capsule that we have, the capsule can be taken apart and the powder can be put onto something or in something. So if people are doing smoothies
mm-hmm.
and they don't want to take the greens capsules, they can absolutely take the greens, the powder right out of the capsule, put it into their smoothie mix.
Sounds great. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.